Hello, everybody out there. This is Burt Middleton, the Gout Killer, on a beautiful evening here in Denver, Colorado. Snowed all morning this morning and part of the day, and now all that's passed, and it is a beautiful blue sky day, kind of cold outside, but just gorgeous. So I hope that it is beautiful where you are. Tonight we are going to talk about something that has sort of become a theme over the last few weeks, and it is, the way I titled this is, why are antioxidant-rich foods so important for killing gout? So let's talk about that. There are so many reasons. I mean, where do I want to start with this? I know where I want to start. I figured this all out before I got on the call. What is amazing to me is that antioxidant-rich foods, and just more specifically antioxidants, are what led me into creating this whole gout killer thing in the first place. It was almost 6 years ago now that I sort of stumbled on to a really high antioxidant food, and I just couldn't get enough of it. And I went from being on gout drugs, allopurinol and colchicine, an occasional indomethacin, just to swat things down some if I had to getting off of all of those drugs and understanding and getting to the point where I didn't get gout attacks at all anymore. And what was amazing to me was that this super antioxidant-rich food that piqued my curiosity just turned out to be a food that is made from, that we're all familiar with, we all know and love, most of us know and love, that is made out of raw cacao, and that would be chocolate. I found a really special cold-pressed chocolate, and of course I just ate it like crazy, and the next thing I knew, a few months later, I was like, how come I don't have any gout attacks? How come I haven't been having my usual once-a-month gout attack or having a brush with gout? Something's going on here. It must be this super high antioxidant food. And so the super high antioxidant food of cold-pressed dark chocolate is, raw cacao is one of the most high antioxidant foods on the planet. But, you know, most of the time it gets all messed up when they try to make chocolate out of it. They heat it up too much. They mix it with too much prep. They put too much sugar in it. And then it just becomes candy and basically becomes just one more bad food that we need to avoid. But what was more significant about the whole story is that it made me start to wonder, you know, okay, what are antioxidants? And then it was kind of like, well, they fight free radicals. Well, what are free radicals? And just to give you a really quick rundown, because most people really use those words all day, every day, but they don't really know what they mean. And a free radical is when an atom has lost an electron and it's gone radical, trying to replace that electron, and it creates a damaging chain reaction, or can cause a damaging chain reaction. Actually, free radical activity in our bodies is the way our bodies naturally break down and then get rebuilt. It's part of the process. But antioxidants are foods, or substances, I should say, different foods that have antioxidant properties, and those are molecules that have an extra electron to donate to a free radical and neutralize it, so it's not out there scavenging looking for another electron, and it slows or negates that whole negative chain reaction. But more importantly, even more importantly than that, is that it made me realize that there is a lot going on in our bodies at the cellular level. All this free radical activity is super microscopic, just like our cells, and even more microscopic than our cells are the molecules that make them up, and even more microscopic than the molecules are the atoms And so every cell, believe it or not, is kind of like a living being all on its own. And it has this little cell membrane covering it, kind of like our skin, only even cooler, because that skin is very wise, and it communicates with all the other cells, and it has to let different kinds of fuel and nutrients in and keep other stuff out. And then once it's inside, there are a number of different little organelles that are going on inside the cell, one of them being the mitochondria. And the mitochondria are kind of like where the fuels, glucose, enter and get turned into energy, or ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And so that gets into the whole Krebs cycle and the whole electron transport chain and all that really technical stuff. But the more important thing is we've got this whole thing going on at this microscopic level. And if the cells are getting what they need and they're not getting all this oxidative damage, this free radical damage, then they stay really healthy. And so when we've got healthy cells, our cells make up our tissues, like our muscle tissue, our connective tissue, our epithelial tissue. And all of those tissues then make up different organs and things like muscles. And those different organs and muscles and bones and all of that, all made out of their own special kind of cells and tissues, make up the systems of our body, our skeletal system, our digestive system, our immune system. And all of those cells, tissues, organs, systems make up us. We are the organism. We are the living organism. So if we want to be healthy, if we want to have a healthy body, then we have to make sure that everything is going right at the cellular level, and that's where antioxidant-rich foods come in. Because we eat antioxidant-rich foods, and I might add, if we drink really good antioxidant-rich water, which I'm always harping about, which is ionized water, then our bodies at the cellular level are getting the nutrients and what they need to have a healthy cellular activity. And it's at that level that we either are healthy or we start to create dis-ease. We start to create chronic diseases. Chronic diseases, as you and I know, one of them all too well, is gout. And so this whole thing of gout starts to come on because our bodies are breaking down at the cellular level and they're not getting what they need and they're not getting repaired the way they need to, because we're not giving them what they need. And what they need are super healthy, nutrient-dense whole foods that are just packed with all kinds of nutrients and phytochemicals called, some of them called, antioxidants. So when our digestive system, our stomachs, what goes on in our stomach with the hydrochloric acid, what goes on in with the cells that make up our the villi, the little absorbing layer of special cells in our small intestine, and all of what goes on in our large intestine, and what goes on in our liver and kidneys, when the cells of each of those organs and much more are healthy, then we process our food correctly, like we did when we were younger, before we got gout attacks, and everything works right. So the interesting thing is that although we've started to mess things up and haven't been eating the right antioxidant foods maybe for too long, and a lot of that cellular damage has been done, and those cells and the tissues and the organs and the systems are not working like they once did, when we start eating those good super antioxidant rich foods, then we can repair all that and we can bring a lot of that function back and get much healthier and get much more gout free. In the process of eating those antioxidant rich foods, a lot of them are very strong anti-inflammatories. So even like cherries are a really, really great antioxidant. I talked last week about the master antioxidant, glutathione, which requires glycine and glutamic acid and N-acetylcysteine as the precursors to make glutathione in the liver. We just need to feed our bodies good food, good nutrient-dense whole foods. We can't take shortcuts. We can try to help the whole system with supplements, and that can be very helpful, but we got to do the nutrient-dense whole foods. So anyway, I feel like I'm kind of rambling on here because this is the kind of stuff I've been talking about for 6 years, and I just love it. I'm like a health geek about the whole thing and just getting geekier every day. So I hope you can appreciate that and bear with me here, and I hope you're getting something out of this. But I want to stop right there and just open up the call and see if anybody has any questions, if they have any comments, if they have any stories about maybe nutrient-dense foods that they've been eating that have produced really positive, good results going in the right direction of killing gout. So who's out there tonight? Who would like to jump in? Come on, I know there's somebody out there. I know there are some people out there. I think on social media, we call those lurkers. Are you lurking about out there? Lurking about, just wanting to check out the conversation. If you do, that is absolutely just fine. I appreciate you being on the call, and I appreciate if you're actually listening to this now as a replay. I appreciate that you found it and that you're here. But if nobody wants to jump in, as usual, I got a few announcements of some things I've got coming up. And so as I say every week, I do this phone call. I've had to change the time, so now it's Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I think we're back on Standard Time. I get so confused by all of that stuff. But this time, 6:30 Mountain Standard Time every Wednesday is when I'm doing the call. And next week, every other Wednesday, right after the call, I do a Google Hangout. I'm trying to make more out of that, and I turn it into a blog post, just like I do these calls. But next week, I don't know the title for sure of the call yet, but it's going to have something to do with the importance of digestion in terms of why we get gout or we don't get gout or we improve our digestion and stop getting gout. And then there's a whole big piece of digestion that the title of the Google Hangout is going to be The Microbiome as it Relates to Gout. And I'm getting pretty excited about that. I learned a lot. I learned a lot more, I'll have to say, last week when I was up in Vancouver, Washington at the Nutritional Therapy Association 8th Annual Conference. But also, coming up next month in April, I'm going to do another gout seminar, a gout talk at the Natural Grocers at the corner of Colorado and Evans. Here in Denver. It's going to be Sunday at 1 p.m., April 26th, and it is going to be another talk all about foods, but that one is titled Gout Fighters, Reducing Inflammation with Foods. So we'll go more into antioxidant-rich foods and beyond. So if you live here in Denver, I hope that you can be there. I would love to see you there, and because I'm the geek I am, it just jacks me all up to get together with other people who are struggling with gout and do something about it. So if you can be there, that would be great. Sunday, April 26th, 1 p.m., Natural Grocers at the corner of Colorado and Evans here in Denver. So one more time, if there is anybody that wants to jump in, speak up, talk about how they're doing with gout, what is important to them, what questions you might have, what comments you might have, what has worked, what isn't working, please feel free to speak up. Going once, going twice. Gone. I want to thank everybody for being on the call. And again, if you're listening to the replay, I want to thank you for finding this and being proactive about doing something about your gout. That is like my mission in life. Killing gout is my mission in life, the mission into which this world I was born. And so anybody that needs help, I'm really happy to help, and I really appreciate it when people come my way looking for help, and they have confidence that I can do that. So thank you again, and I look forward to next week, and I hope to see you hear you on the call, come with questions, and good night. Thank you.